Behind the Black. Bob Zimmerman, I'm John Batchelor, and SpaceX. We go to success that is routine, but this time it involves manned as well as unmanned. What have they done, Bob?
On Saturday of this past weekend, they did two launches within 24 hours, both out of Cape Canaveral. The first launch lifted four astronauts to ISS on a six-month mission. They used the Endurance capsule, which was making its third flight. The first stage, however, was flying for the first time. Landed back at Cape Canaveral. It seems that SpaceX launches a new first stage about one to two times a year. They reuse things successfully. About 6 hours later, 10 hours later, they launched another launch from space, from Cape Canaveral, and put 22 Starlink satellites in orbit. In this case, the first stage completed its third flight and landed on a drone ship in the Atlantic. At this moment in time, SpaceX by itself trails the rest of the world, excluding other American companies, 59 to 60 in successful launches. In other words, SpaceX is only one launch behind the rest of the world in launches. And the U.S. is almost double in launches to China, the second nation in the world. So private enterprise here is beating the pants off of everybody else right now.
I do like that Rocket Lab is in the mix now, Bob.
Yes, that's absolutely the case. And it's really interesting that the big space, other launch companies like Northrop Grumman and ULA, they're not in the leaderboard. They don't show up because they haven't launched very much.
Well, Rocket Lab is going to attract a lot of business because it's not a bad choice. It's just not SpaceX. We go from the successful manned launch, four astronauts to ISS, to the European Space Agency's Space Rider X-37B-like copy. What remind X-37B, Bob?
X-37B is the U.S. military's reusable mini shuttle that goes up. They've got two of them, and they alternate missions. And they go up, and they fly in space for a period of time. And they've got a cargo hold that exposes equipment to the environment of space. And then they can bring it back home, lands on a runway. And they've done this multiple times now with missions lasting more than 2 years. So that gives you a chance to do a lot of engineering testing in orbit. And the Chinese have developed their own copy of this. It's unnamed, and it's also used for military purposes. Well, the European Space Agency has decided it wants to build its own X-37D mini shuttle that would land similar and be reusable. They call it Space Rider. However, it has undergone many years of delay. It's supposed to start flying this year. It's not going to do that until 2025. And one of the reasons is they wanted to use it for commercial flights. And they've got some customers on the back. But because it's a European Space Agency project, the people who use it must be people who financed it. And it's been very difficult to match the investors with the users, it seems. And the investors are nations, not private companies. So the nations of the European Space Agency invest in it, and then somehow contractors within those nations have to get equal opportunity to use it. But that doesn't match up with the customers in the European in Europe. And so they've had a delay and do a lot of negotiations, and this is just typical of how governments operate. It has nothing to do with making money, and all it does is end up costing you money and not getting it done.
Overture has a supersonic airliner. Bob, this is 20th century stuff, right?
Yes, Overture is actually the supersonic airline plane that's going to be built. My mistake, I got to fix the language there. The company is called Boom Supersonic. I've written about them in the past. They've been around now for about 7 years trying to raise money and build a supersonic passenger plane for commercial flight, basically to do the Concorde, but do it privately. And they've got investment capital from a bunch of private companies and airliners. In fact, both United and Japan Airlines have signed contracts to buy planes from Boom once these things are built. And so 3 years ago, they unveiled. Was it three? Yeah, 3 years ago, in 2020, they unveiled a 1/3 scale prototype of their supersonic plane, and they were going to do taxi tests and flight tests beginning in 21. Well, nothing happened for 2 years. And so finally they've unveiled it and they now began taxi tests of this XB1 prototype. They call it Baby Boom. The company's name is Boom. And once these fly a bunch of times, they'll then proceed to build the full-scale Overture ship, which they would then sell to other airline companies to provide supersonic transportation worldwide.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.